Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Colleen Gross and Amy Murdoch from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Colleen and Amy, thanks so much for joining us. Colleen, let's start with you. What is your role at the Chamber for those that don't know?
So I am the event coordinator here at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, and I like to say I have the fun job. It's my job to help coordinate, facilitate, manage our events and our programs too. It could be anything from helping out with logistics pieces or making sure we have enough people there to create a good vibe and keep events growing and flourishing. Because again, you know, our big thing right now is there's so many things happening at the Chamber. We're just busy. So I have a very busy role.
You know, being an event coordinator, I'm sure there is an emphasis to get out there in front of more people and networking, right?
Yeah, we're having so much fun with it. I love what I do, but it is, that's one of the things we've been tasked with is getting ourselves out there more and giving our members more opportunities to network, to make business connections, to hear and see the things. You know, what does a chamber do? This is, you know, we have educational programs, we have webinars. You know, I like to say the fun events, but there's a lot of educational pieces too that I think people appreciate. So every day is a different day, and we're very busy.
Can you tell us about your Celebration of Excellence coming up on March 10th?
Yes, we're super excited. So the Celebration of Excellence is one of our signature events, which just means it's one of our bigger community events that people have learned to enjoy and expect. We celebrate it. The Celebration of Excellence is where we celebrate Erie County's business community. It gives us an opportunity to recognize those who demonstrate a commitment to progress. And it culminates with the presentation of the Louis J. Tullio Award. This is a community service award. It recognizes a person or an organization that's performed outstanding service to improve the Erie community for the present and future generations. And I did a little bit of homework before the interview. I wanted to see how, because I get asked that a lot, you know, how long has this event been in existence? 1991. So which means next year is our 30th anniversary of the Celebration of Excellence, which is great. And there's been such a plethora of different people and organizations over the years who have been awarded. So I'm hoping maybe next year, of course, my brain's always going that way, what we can do next year. Maybe we can re-acknowledge all of the past recipients and do something fun with that. But that's the Celebration of Excellence in a nutshell.
The Chamber has to take a lot of pride in an event like this, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, this will be my, because we had to do some shifting with dates, but this is my second go around organizing it. And it's great. And it's great. And I was pleasantly surprised to see the amount of people who are interested in attending and coming to support the awardees and see all the good things and hear about the good things that are happening. And like you said, the event this year, we're going to be holding it up at the Ambassador, the Courtyard, the Conference Center up on Upper Peach on Tuesday, March 10th. And it's an evening program. A lot of people ask, is it a lunch? Is it a dinner? It's an evening program where we have dinner, we have some hors d'oeuvres, we have drinks, and then the program with the awards is the big piece of the event.
Can you share information about all the awards that will be handed out at the Celebration of Excellence and the criteria that goes into selecting the winners?
Yeah, so we're very excited. So traditionally, it's always been the Tullio Award, like I mentioned previously, but we're adding three new awards this year. We're going to present a Small Business of the Year. That is just basically, in a nutshell, to recognize a breakout new business or small business champion committed to collaboration and mentorship within the small business community. I think this is going to go such a long way. I feel like Erie is such a big proponent and supporter of shop small, shop local. So we're excited. We're not announcing yet, but we're planning on announcing the winners here shortly going into the event. So we have the Small Business of the Year Award. We also have, we're going to have the Citizen of the Year Award, which that's going to recognize a person in the community, Erie community, who's an advocate for advancement for all. So there's going to be a lot of fun things that are going to come out of that one, which I can't divulge yet because it's still a secret. And then we have the Forward Award, which can kind of be awkward to say, but the Forward Award is also new. And this is going to, it promotes the achievements of local businesses making a practice of building a world-class workforce by recognizing best practices in workplace flexibility, recruiting, retention, and development. So those are the three new ones. And then we also have, so the Young Erie Professional Group, they're a program of the chamber, so they're going to recognize their Young Professional of the Year award. And then we also have the Athena PowerLink panel will be a part of it as well. So the Athena is another program under the chamber, but they do the PowerLink piece too, which is also well received.
This is an ongoing theme with the chamber to recognize large and small businesses, right?
100%. I feel like there's been a misconception in the past that the chamber only focused on the big business. I think it's the complete opposite now. We're going leaps and bounds to recognize, to acknowledge, to remember all members, big or small. So we definitely know that they're all important.
Pre-registration for this event is important. Can you provide details on that?
It is always important. I always encourage people not to wait till the last minute. So you can visit, anybody can visit our website, eriepa.com. We have a lovely event calendar on there that has full event details as well as pricing. This year, we're non-members and members are welcome to join. There's different ticket prices on there. But again, just eriepa.com. It's the easiest way to get any of our events and programs information.
Colleen, can you tell us about some of your supporting sponsors that make this event possible?
Very important. For as long as I've been doing events, that's always a key to any successful event is sponsorship support, whether it's cash or in-kind or any sort of support from local businesses. So our presenting sponsor this year is St. Vincent Health Center and Allegheny Health Network. So big thanks to them. They're very supportive. Members of the chamber as well. And then we have some event sponsors that we'd like to acknowledge. National Fuel Gas, Highmark, Marquette, Curtsy, and KeyBank. So we always thank, big or small, all of our sponsors are important to us.
Can you tell us about your keynote speaker at Celebration of Excellence, Miss Bofta Yimam?
Yes, absolutely. So in years past, at least recently, we haven't had an out-of-town keynote speaker, if you will. So we did some research. We actually found Bofta on a podcast, and we were curious and interested about what she was talking about. She's got a pretty diverse background as far as what she offers. She's passionate. She's dynamic. She's a corporate trainer. She's an executive coach in storytelling and business. So we thought this would be a good fit, different than what the norm is. And I think she's going to energize our crowd. She's also an award-winning journalist. She's based out of DC. She also has spent time in Pittsburgh. She's a TV correspondent and an international speaker. I think recently she was in Ethiopia and did some speaking engagements there, which I thought was pretty cool. So I think she's going to, like I said, add a good energy to the room that I think we need. And it's going to, I think along with the new awards we have, it's just going to be pretty exciting all around.
It's cool that you went out to seek someone who can really strike the chord.
I think she will be. And I think we're, you know, we're pushing the marketing now to get the word out there. And I'm hoping that people are interested and intrigued by who she is, what she's done in the past, and what she'll offer at this event.
Colleen, can you share the pre-registration details again and any final thoughts on the Celebration of Excellence?
Again, I encourage everybody to think ahead of time. Our registration, it'll quickly be March before we know it. So our registration for this event will close on March 3rd. Again, the event is March 10th. Just eriepa.com. All full details will be there. It's a dinner. There's going to be an awards program. And it's just fun and a lot of good conversation. There's networking opportunities, too. There's always networking opportunities at any chamber event that I think people always appreciate. But there's costs on there for members, non-members. There's still time if you're a company out there that is interested in sponsoring. There's always opportunities for sponsorships as well.
Can you share some of the information about the speed networking events you are going to be having in 2020?
So this event came to be because one of the big things, common themes we're hearing from our members is they want more networking opportunities. Well, how can we provide more networking opportunities outside of the traditional business after hours and or connect for coffee? So we did some online super sleuthing and we found these speed networking events. It's just like speed dating, which I personally have never done. But it's just quick, I would say, round robbing sort of thing where it's one-on-one, direct conversations. People got to sit down at a table and just interact. You know, it was only about 4 minutes at each table, but they loved it. The conversations were great. Like you said, we were coming off of our first one last night, which was at the brewery at Union Station. And people, just the general vibe, it was good. I feel like, you know, we were just, as a staff, taking it in and watching all the conversations happen. And I think people truly appreciated it. We are going to do them quarterly. So the next one, I don't have it scheduled yet, but it'll be in the spring sometime. And we're hoping we'll have another sellout crowd. And sellout in this scenario, it's 30 people because you don't want them to get too big. I feel like there's more of a benefit behind that intimate setting versus a really large crowd. But yeah, be on the lookout for those. We're looking forward to them. I do know in July we're going to be at Asbury Woods. We have that one scheduled. So that's going to be business and brewskis in the woods. Same theme, speed networking, round robbing, and then we're going to have a couple additional ones too.
Are you always trying to evolve your events and get a wide demographic of people involved?
Absolutely. I think that's something we always take in too, is looking and at the crowd. And I always say it's a good mix of people, young, old, new members, members who have been around for a long time. I feel like it's important for everybody to connect in some capacity, but absolutely. We definitely support the younger professionals in Erie because they're doing great things. And it's a big team effort. I feel like, you know, again, making these connections, it's important for everybody.
What's going on with the business after hours in 2020?
So those are evolving too, and we did an analysis, just kind of thinking, you know, what can we do to create more structure, to get more people there? So what we're going to do is do them bi-monthly versus every month. We were finding not attendance wasn't going down, but we want to increase it across the board, and we're going to have themes at each one. We want to have more structured conversations. I plan to work closer with the host and figure out different and unique ways that we can draw attention to them. For example, we're at Erie Homes for Children and Adults in February. February 20th is our next one, where we're going to focus on a lot of things food and beverage Erie related. So Calamari's is providing the food. So it's anything you can think of Erie related. Pepperoni balls. We're going to have Romolo chocolates. There's going to be Smith's hot dog. All the fun stuff. We have the brewery providing their beer. We're going to have Presque Isle wines there. Luminary is going to be there, the distillery, doing samples and a signature cocktail. So anything Erie-centric, it's going to be so cool. And I'm looking for, so things like that, we're trying to create more of a buzz, more excitement, more Erie-focused, and we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good success.
Colleen, thanks again for joining us. Amy, let's bring you in here. What is your role at the Chamber for those that don't know?
Sure. I feel it's a great privilege to have this role. So my, you know, title is Director of Government Affairs. And what that means exactly is a lot of different things. So one, just sort of managing the interactions that we have with our government officials. But I really see my role as sort of, in many ways, being sort of the glue or the duct tape between the private and public sector specifically. So we know that a lot of our economic development goals and goals that we have to help grow our businesses, we really rely on some unique tools that the public sector has available to them to help support us in that work. And so my role is really kind of making sure that we're all rowing in the right direction. And I'm going to say this probably at the risk of some backlash, but somebody told me one time, so I have three small children, 5, 2, and 1. Somebody told me, you know, I think you're a really good fit for this job because you have young toddlers that you work with on a daily basis. And I love the role, and but it's, you know, it's a lot of sort of kind of getting everyone to work together in some ways, but which is fun.
I know that there is an excitement about James that he's brought to the Chamber, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And not only, I think, you know, from our private institutions, but our public leaders have really taken on a positive and can-do sort of attitude for their administrations, too. So it makes my job very easy, actually.
Can you tell us about your brand new State of the Community event coming up on February 26th?
Sure. So we see this event as an opportunity to show our members and really just the community at large How particularly our local elected leaders are, what their major goals and opportunities they see coming up for 2020, you know, what they've achieved in 2019, but more importantly, how that aligns with some of our economic development goals and some strategy that we're looking for to help grow business.
Who is this event ideal for, and who should be attending?
Yeah, that's sort of a tough question because I'm a government nerd. I think everybody should be interested in this event because it's really cool. But I think, you know, particularly our smaller businesses who may not always have an opportunity to interact with our local elected officials because you're busy on a daily basis running your business, where some of our larger institutions have dedicated staff that has time and is resourced to do this. I think particularly for those that may not have had a chance to meet our county executive or our mayor or some of our other elected officials and sort of hear directly from them what they're thinking, I think this is a really good opportunity for them to come and be involved.
It seems like a lot of your events are geared towards smaller businesses, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Part of, I think, how we see our role is providing our members access. So again, of course, it's access for all of our businesses, but particularly for those that might not have that opportunity without their chamber membership. This is a good opportunity to come and meet them in person.
Can you elaborate further on why you feel events like this one are so important for the growth of Erie?
Sure. So we'll have a little bit, hopefully not too much so that it's boring, but a little bit of conversation around some data and metrics on our community. So population, some of these other kinds of things, really sort of taking stock on where are we today and what collectively are we hoping to achieve over the next year, and what collectively are we looking to achieve over the next 10 years. And why I think this is important is because not only does it communicate to the community at large, this is, as your elected official or as your business leader, this is what we're doing, just purely for the information, just so that you know. But it also, I think, allows the community to understand better how they can contribute to these goals and ways that they can plug in to, you know, what's going on at the county, what's going on at the city. Are there additional opportunities, such as what the city has done with the People's Supper, that the community can really get engaged in some of these long-term goals and really kind of be a part of what the vision that leadership is setting for the region.
Portions of this event are interactive. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So what I really like about, particularly this event will highlight our the City of Erie's mayor and the county executive. What I really like about both of them is that they're very real people. I've worked closely with both of them and have really enjoyed it. But they've been gracious enough to set aside some programming time for question and answer. So when you register, actually, so you can submit a question if you'd like us to consider that. So we'll have some questions that we can ask of them sort of during the program. But we're also setting aside some time when the program is done to have some sort of separate networking opportunities. So after all is said and done, it's not a sort of a rush or a rat race to go up and see the speakers. We'll actually have some time where you can mingle with the elected officials that are there, you know, ask them questions in person if we don't have time to get to the question that you submit when you register.
Can you share more about the special guests that are due to attend this event?
Sure. So, well, certainly the county executive and the mayor, and I'm probably not going to reveal every special guest, I'm really excited. We seem to have recruited some other elected officials from some of our townships and boroughs that are going to be joining us as well. What I really like about this event is we're trying hard to really include the entire county, not just the county executive and the mayor, but it's, you know, we understand we're the regional chamber. So we represent the county, not just the city. I'm hopeful, and I think we've been successful in attracting some of our other elected officials from our smaller communities within the region to come to.
Tickets are very affordable for both members and non-members. Can you discuss how to buy them?
Sure. Yep. If you just go on our website, www.eriepa.com, and look in our events page, you'll find registration information there.
Amy, is there anything else that you'd like to add to the State of the Community event coming up on February 26th?
I would encourage you to attend. We're hoping to have as many people from our community there as possible. And I would say it's not, this is your community. I'm a big fan of sort of the adage that all politics is local. So I believe very strongly in grassroots efforts, and that the local level of politics is, some ways, I think, actually more important than the federal level. So I'd really encourage you to come and participate. Now, this is a really good step to start to get engaged. If you have an interest in becoming more engaged in the political process, whether it's running for school board or running for city council, this is a really good opportunity to kind of come and see what that's all about.
There's really no better time to join the chamber, right?
There's always it's always a good time to join the chamber. We're always looking to engage more members. But I would say that we're really focused on providing value with the events and services that we provide. We believe very strongly that if we're not providing you value, then we would never ask you to invest in something that you don't think is valuable. So we would always, always welcome new members. We always think it's a good opportunity, but we want also genuine feedback on what we can do to provide you more value or what might make you interested in joining if you're contemplating, but maybe not quite sold on the benefits of joining the chamber.
And if someone wanted to learn more about the chamber, who could they reach out to?
Sure, it could reach out directly to me. Really, anyone on our team would love to talk to you about joining the chamber. But in particular, our team member, Steve Walters, has been doing member engagement for a long time. And he really enjoys working with prospective members and understanding what some of their needs are and bringing that back to the team and really helping us shape our program so that we are providing you that value.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.